You're listening to KRCU Public Radio. I'm Mary Mims. Joining me today, a remarkable singer, performer. Her name is Debbie Lennon, and she joins us from St. Louis. She'll be performing at Scout Hall. The Muni comes to Cape Girardeau for Christmas. The cabaret is titled Winter's Kiss. Debbie, thanks so much for joining me.
Mary, I'm so happy to be with you today. Thank you so much for making time.
This is going
to
be...
We are so excited to be in Cape on November the 28th, the day after Thanksgiving, to ring in the wonderful holiday season.
This will be a great kickoff. Your performance will come right on the heels of the lighting of our downtown Christmas tree, and it's really close. It's directly, almost directly, sort of catty corner across the street from Scout Hall, your venue. Now, I'm looking at your resume of sorts, and I know... I see that you have a great history of singing songs for the American Songbook. We were talking about growing up and hearing that. I think maybe we have mothers from a different mother, but I did as well. Some of the first music I ever played on the piano had some yellowed edges back from the 1940s. And some of the names, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, Harold Arlen. And you'll be performing also some of your own music. Can you tell us a little
about
your journey to composing?
Of course. Like you, I had a wonderful mother who influenced me musically from a very young age and introduced me to the Great American Songbook. And Ella Fitzgerald was always playing in our house, and Mel Torme, and she adored Frank Sinatra. And everything from, you know, Gershwin, Cole Porter, to Antonio Carlos Jobim. So all of that great music has influenced me. My jazz trio, the Pfeffer Trio, which is Jeremy Pfeffer on the bass, Nick Schlieder on piano, and Joe Weber on the drums, we all love the holiday season so much and Christmas music, that we were going to finally record a Christmas album because we have such a wonderful time during that time of year. It is the most wonderful time of year. And I said, guys, I'm going to write some music for this. And they're looking at me and they're like, you write music? And I'm like, no, but I'm going to. And
that's setting a goal. Now, I like your goal-setting method.
Right. And I said, you guys can decide if it's worthy of the album. And so I brought in the songs, and I was collaborating with our pianist, Nick Schlieder, who I've known for now almost 25 years because he was a student at Webster University when I started teaching there in 2001. And he played for my studio. And so we became great friends while he was doing his undergraduate work and then, of course, continued to work professionally. But Nick arranges everything that I write, and we collaborate, and I run things by him all the time. But he definitely puts lipstick on all those pigs. I think we've come up with some beautiful, beautiful songs. And the title of the album, Winter's Kiss, which we will be sharing with our audiences at Scout Hall on the 28th, is the title cut, and that's a song that I wrote. And I also wrote I'll Meet You in My Dreams, which is based on Rhythm Changes by George Gershwin, and it's kind of like my love affair with Santa Claus. And I did a bossa nova.
Oh.
And it has a little twist of Silver Bells in there. It's called My Favorite Time of Year. And then I wrote a great swing tune called Christmas Time Without You, and I sang kind of like an Andrews Sisters backup with myself. So those were recorded last year, along with some great Christmas classics. We did The Christmas Song by Mel Torme and Robert Wells. We did I'll Be Home for Christmas. We did Santa Baby in a cha-cha style. We blended Santa Claus Is Coming to Town with The Man with the Bag. Snowbound by Dave Frischberg, which is kind of it's a great winter song. I love Dave Frischberg. I loved his work with Bob Dureau and Blossom Dearie. And Dave Frischberg and Bob Dureau really influenced my writing too, because I'm kind of quirky with my lyrics. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Well, that keeps us on our toes as the audience. Once we hear you take that track, then we tend to pay attention a little bit more. On the songs we already know, the tendency is to attempt to sing along. You may have some of that happen, but there'll be a lot of head nodding, you know, and smiling, because it is such a great start to the holiday season. The intimacy of the setting, we were talking a little bit about this earlier. Scout Hall itself lends itself to a cabaret performance like this. It's big enough to accommodate, you know, an appreciative crowd, so you'll feel like it was worth the journey for you yourself. But it's also small enough so the audience really feels like we're getting up close and personal with the performers. Let me give some details about the performance. It's called Winter's Kiss. It's coming up November 28th, Friday, at Scout Hall, downtown on Broadway. Debbie Lennon, I'm visiting with her now, and she'll bring her Pfeffer Trio, Jeremy Pfeffer on bass, Nick Schleter on piano, and Joe Weber on drums. How long have you been performing together?
We've been performing together since 2008. Joe Weber, our drummer, got in the mix in the 2010s. Our first drummer was also an undergraduate at Webster. His name was, he was another Joe Meyer. But Jeremy was doing his master's degree at Webster in bass studies. And he asked me to collaborate on his graduate recital. And we all had such a great chemistry. And we just started playing music together and being able to play clubs together ever since. We've been playing ever since. And it's just a wonderful time. These are my dear, dear friends. We giggle so much together. It never feels like work with them. It's just always such a joy. So extending this into like holiday music is just, I don't know, I feel so grateful.
Now, you directed the Jazz Singers in St. Louis for a little bit at Webster. And
I did.
If there's some people who are hearing your name, Debbie Lennon, man, that name sounds familiar. You've performed some at the Muni and also with the St. Louis Symphony.
That's correct.
Yeah. And with your group called Pieces of Eight. Now, you were a founding member. That's an a cappella group performing in New York City. But where were you based at that time? Still in St. Louis?
Pieces of Eight started in the late 1990s, and a lot of parts of my career really overlap with each other, so the story is sometimes very confusing because it does overlap so much. But Pieces of Eight rehearsed in University City, where the Washington University Music Building is now, which we called it CASA, the Conservatory of Music in St. Louis.
Yes, I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, and our founding member was Charlie. Our founding director who wrote all of our music was Charlie Mead. And he loved the music of Debussy and Bella Bartok, but he also loved James Brown and Tower of Power. And he wanted a group that could do all those things. And honestly, Mary, we were all so young. We were learning so much from Charlie, and he was just throwing the kitchen sink at us. He was writing these most amazing, elaborate, and very complex compositions that were so fun. So we did everything from medleys. He set Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech to poetry, which we ended up doing in a lot of schools across the country. When Bill Clinton was inaugurated, he set Maya Angelou's poem, the several movements of a poem. We did Shel Silverstein. And we really got known in schools for doing like stories like The Gingerbread Man and The Three Little Pigs, which was all 8-part a cappella, and we played all the parts, and kids really liked that. But we also ended up getting signed by ICM, and we were doing lots of showcases for Columbia and Sony Records. I mean, it was just such a whirlwind part of my life. I don't think I even realized how much I was learning, and what was happening to me exactly. But I'm telling you, after I retired from Pieces of Eight, and it was because they were going to move to New York, and I just rekindled a relationship with somebody that I'd known since I grew up in Webster Groves, and I was going to get married. And I was like, I'm so tired of packing my bag. So I just stayed in St. Louis, and lo and behold, Carol Beth True, who's a wonderful jazz artist, she recommended me for a job opening at Webster University for their jazz choir director, and they interviewed me, and I was like, well, I've just sung in an a cappella jazz choir. I've never directed one, and I'm basically saying, why would you want to hire me? And they hired me, and I had a wonderful, wonderful jazz ensemble, and Carol Beth True, a phenomenal jazz pianist who's been, she's kind of a legend in St. Louis and probably all over the world. She played for my group, and
you're just a multicolored bird. Rather than when all the colors were handed out, you did not go back to the same line over and over. You just kept being painted in a different color. I love that.
It's so funny. I'm kind of a jack of all trades, maybe master of none. But I feel like my experience in my life has really shaped me, not so much like being in like college setting, because college for me was a little bit stifling. And when I really grew, I was traveling and performing, and I was learning so much about myself and learning how to work with professional people. And that's what I try to give to my own students at Webster University and at Lindenwood, and my acting students at St. Joseph's Academy, this kind of real world view of the expectation of performance and being thrust into a career and how the stakes are pretty high. But just always remembering, you know, where you came from and why you love to do it, so you don't sour.
Yeah.
It is very scary. You know, it's like, it's a life of uncomfortability.
That's a perfect way of putting that. You end up with feeling all the responsibility of being in an ensemble, but yet maybe without the awareness of how much you're learning or how much you're growing.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I could talk to you for much longer time,
aww,
but I'm not going to, because we both have other places to be. One more time with details. If you're just joining me, I've been speaking with a remarkable musician, composer, singer, performer, Debbie Lennon, who will be coming to Cape Girardeau to perform at Scout Hall in a cabaret called Winter's Kiss. She's bringing with her the Pfeffer Trio, Nick Schlieder, Jeremy Pfeffer, and Joe Weber. They'll be performing November 28th. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. If you're downtown for the Christmas tree lighting ceremony earlier in the evening, grab a ticket now so that you can just walk on across and enjoy a remarkable concert. Debbie, thanks so much for being with me.
Mary, thank you so much for having me. What a delight. And I can't wait to meet you at the show.
And I'll be there. I'll introduce myself.
Fantastic.
We'll see each other. Thanks so much.
Fantastic.
Okay, have a great
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.